When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, including music.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
We have kind of a lot of country music news today.
Yes, we do, and I will contribute a smidge of it, kind of, sort of.
Okay, before we get to that, I don't want to bury the lead. Did you hear the story about this rising country star? His name is Tyler Rich.
No.
Who discovered the body of a dead man during a run.
Whoa.
This is, like, super, super tragic. So he was out in Massachusetts at a state park, and he was running on New Year's Eve. And I will link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. But on Tyler's Instagram page, he recalls this heartbreaking discovery. He said he saw what he thought was a young homeless man sleeping. And he ran around him. And then he felt bad for him because he was sleeping face down. And he just looked like he was in a bad place. And he had, I think he had a bag tied to his foot. So he turned around and he went back to check on him. And then he realized that this young man wasn't breathing. And then he sees that his face is covered in blood. And he ended up with authority. You know, he ended up, he only had his Apple Watch on him. He didn't have a phone. So he started running to try to find somebody. And he found an older couple with a phone and called the police. And sadly, it looked like the man had a gun underneath his body, which was face down. And so this country artist is saying his heart breaks for this poor young man. Obviously this is also, you know, a tragic event for somebody to discover also. Jeez. And, you know, he also said that he didn't feel relief if this was a potential suicide, but he said the fact that somebody didn't, you know, take his life and leave him there. I mean, he said it was like dead silent and all you could hear is like water from a stream. And he feels like he was supposed to find him. And there are too many coincidences that make him believe that that's why he was led to him.
Yikes, man.
Isn't that a
I understand what he means too. That's that is a brutal scenario either way.
Yeah.
But I understand what he means. Again, tragic any way you slice it.
Nobody wants to be alone in their final moments like that, right? And it's like a fear that you're not laying there alone like that. So I think that's cool that he believes that he was meant to bring him to his, I guess, final resting place, I guess.
That's cool. Yeah, just a horrible story. Anyway, I'll link up to this guy's Instagram page. But anyway, in happier stories.
Yeah, please.
You watched something that I'm very surprised by.
Okay, so.
And I'm really excited that you watched it because I love this movie.
I was at my parents' house and I had taken a nap on the couch. And I woke up and heard like that Dolly Parton voice, unmistakable. But I heard it coming from what it sounded like a little girl. And so I look up and my mom has put on Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors and she's watching it with my two daughters. And so I'm there and I wake up to this and then I end up watching the majority of the movie with them. It was, this is a 2015 made for TV movie that came out. And Dolly is narrating this. And the little girl who plays young Dolly just gets her curly little voice down pat. And it was a part of Dolly's story that I never knew. I never knew this. And so I suppose it made me, first of all, learn more about Dolly Parton's upbringing, a tough upbringing that she had in her family. And it made me like her more.
Well, she's got a song called Coat of Many Colors.
Never heard it.
Oh, yes, you have.
Her? No, I don't think I have.
Oh my gosh, she tells the entire... Well, you probably saw it in the movie.
Maybe that was the song she was playing right at the end of the song, or right at the end of the movie.
Yes, like her mom makes her this coat out of like scraps, and she was all excited because it was so pretty and colorful, and then everybody made fun of her at school when she wore it.
Oh, but then there's a really tough part where Dolly is so excited, and here you hear the song, Coat of Many Colors. And she thought that her mom was pregnant and her mom was going to be giving birth, but the baby did not make it through delivery.
Oh,
and they had to bury her little baby. And she was saying in that family, each kid had an opportunity to kind of help raise up a baby. They were born and then the older ones got to care for the next ones that came.
And her mom was probably very young.
Yes. And she was so excited about the opportunity to help out. And then she laid near his gravesite at night. I mean, it was just really heart-wrenching stuff. By the way, it was the woman from, was it Jennifer Nettles?
Yeah.
Who played Dolly's mother.
Yep.
And she did a really nice job. And then it was Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons, who played her father.
And the little girl is from one of the soap operas. I'm sorry, I can't recall. But she's from a soap opera.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she did a great job. By the way, for Christmas, I got from my roomie Dolly Parton's song teller book.
Oh, yes.
And it's so great. It's so pretty. It's called My Life in Lyrics, Dolly Parton.
Oh.
And it's really cool because she breaks down every song. And what the inspiration for the song was. And she gives a little bit of history over it. It's really well done. It's a really nice, like, coffee table book.
That's nice.
The twist, turns, and curls of all of her library.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
yes.
I can't hear Dolly's voice ever since she said it sounded curly. That's already kind of ruined
it for me. She has a curly voice because it's like, you know, it's got a lot of...
Yeah, and that little... Olivia Alin... Lind is the name of the young actress from The Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless, there you go.
Who played the 9-year-old Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah, she really did.
Yeah, I just thought the movie was very sweet. It was a very well-done movie. Oh, good. I'm so glad you liked it.
I'm a country guy now.
You are.
Speaking of which, one of my favorite country bands is Lady Antebellum.
I did not know that.
Well, I love them.
Okay, so they had the final number one song of 2020, as far as I'm sure it's as far as country music goes. And they had the first number one song of 2021. Now, this song actually came out in April, and it was featured on Songland, the NBC music show.
That you love.
It's so well done. It's the best. I really think this is like the best music show. So a Canadian singer-songwriter named Madeline Merlot presented the episode's ultimately winning song. It was called I'll Drink to That. Lady A made adjustments to the lyrics with one of the producers on the show, Shane McAnally. They changed the title to Champagne Night. And it is actually the first winning song from Songland to be promoted as an official radio single. So oftentimes they release them to iTunes, but never to actual, you know, they don't all make it to radio.
But this is a real deal, legit single. Well, let's hear it.
Here, it's a little bit of a Champagne Night. It does sound like you're at a campfire or something, cranking this.
Nice, I like that.
By the way, I got the Chris Stapleton Starting Over CD for Christmas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I still have a CD player in my car, so I was cranking that on my way to the cabin. It's a great CD. And so is, I also got Letter to Me, Springsteen.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh, cool.
Excellent. He still got it. I said to one of my friends the other day, I go, you know, he's still so good. He goes, yeah, but the thing is, he started like crap to begin with. So, you know what okay. I mean? Like Dylan. Dylan would put something out and you're like, yeah, it's
his
still
voice
good.
Still sounds the same.
Right.
No, exactly. Springsteen's better than that.
Yes, he's so good.
Anyway. Hey, when we come back, we got to go. Yeah. There is a list of movies that got canceled in 2020 that you might be excited to know have what seem like realistic release dates in 2021. So I think this is going to get you excited. We're staying positive. It's 2021, everybody. We'll dig into that list when we return on Don and Steve on My
Talk. Ooh, the return of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge coming up at 10:30 today. Right, Grant?
Yes, it's coming back. 195th edition with a score of 0-0.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fresh start for the year.
Steve.
Now, in the year series, if we're playing like a best of seven series, I'm up 2 years to none on you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Whatever.
All right.
Jeez. Anyway.
That's just the facts.
Did anybody watch Wonder Woman?
Oh, yes.
1984?
Oh, yes.
No. I'm not going to watch it just because I've not heard one good review.
No way.
It's the worst movie.
No. No. No.
I'm bold enough to say it might be one of the top two worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wait a minute. The only thing I had heard prior to was that it was so fun and this is what 2020 needed.
No. Just, what? Steve, your homework, I really recommend you watch it and I'd love to have a conversation with you. We had to watch it last week. We did a 2 day, because it's 3 hours long practically.
Two and a half, right?
Two and a half, yeah. So
that's too long.
We split it up into two episodes essentially because we were doing long days and, the first half sets up for something that could be a lot of fun, guys. Could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, I hear that then, it just never gets there.
Oh, gosh.
Like it takes place in the 80s, but there's hardly any 80s about it,
there's
right?
Not a lot of 80s. There's inconsistencies left and right. I mean, you'd think for the budget that this movie had, I mean, simple things. Like they're sitting at a dinner table, and 1 minute there's food in front of them, and the next minute it's down to like the bare minimum, guys.
Wait,
it's that bad.
You mean the continuity is bad?
Yeah, the continuity of it. They've got to-go Starbucks cups. They're not Starbucks, but they're like to-go coffee mugs, and we didn't have those in the 80s.
No.
You know, like, there's things like that, but that's not even the, like, just, that is kind of like a crazy part about it, but the storyline makes no sense. Let's say if you break it into three parts, you could have gone with one third of it completely out of the whole situation, and the end of it, I don't even know how she won. I mean, was it a fight scene? Was it a conversation? Oh. What was it?
Here's two reviews from Rotten Tomatoes, a yin and a yang.
Okay.
First, the yin. It's a refreshingly silly and airy adventure focused on the emotions of one character, Wonder Woman, played by Gal Gadot, and a charming end to a tiring year of cinema. That's positive. From The Atlantic. Now, okay. Negative one.
Okay.
It just feels so over the top, hammy, and unearned. It doesn't feel lovingly hammy. It feels accidentally cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something controversial?
Yes, Queen.
I didn't care for the first one that much.
Really?
You're not alone.
It was cute. Oh. It was cute, but was it... It felt a little overhyped.
Some of the listeners that called in last week while you guys were out felt the same way. They liked it, but not as much. The first one, and they were real excited for this one, but we didn't have one caller, and we had a lot of calls. We didn't have one person that disagreed with us that... I mean, they were mocking us that we were going to go watch the second half the next night.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like a train wreck you have to see, though. Like, just so you can understand the conversation that I'm having with you guys right now. I recommend you watch it just so you can kind of get how bad it is. And one part I'll add to it, and sorry for talking so much, is that it's a movie about empowering women, right? And I made this point last week, but the whole movie was about, like, being someone you're not. And letting one person influence you to become a different... I mean, it completely negated all of the Hollywood power that they were trying to give women and went back to the same old roles that Hollywood continues
like
to give.
Oh, the romantic thing?
The romantic part of it. The part of the villain constantly needing to be a different person and not who she is and wanting to be better looking. And it's just, there's so many parts of it. And I'm sorry to be negative. Sheesh. I'll stop talking.
How was Kristen Wiig?
She was fun. The first half we were real excited. Then we didn't really see her much the second half.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeez. Well, I guess you won't see that, everybody. Sorry. I don't know if I'm going to commit 3 hours to it now.
No, if it comes up accidentally later down the road, I might just watch it.
And if it's broken up into an episodic, 20 episodes of 10 minutes
exactly.
each. I need it on Quibi. I need the Quibi version.
R.I.P. Quibi, you're dead.
Here is a list of movies that are actually, they were intended to come out last year. They are coming out this year, we think. Starting with March 5th, coming to America. This was supposed to come out on demand over...
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
For Christmas, I guess it no. did not. Anyway, March 5th.
That looks good, actually.
Eddie Murphy's coming, the number two, coming to America. Let's get some others that might be fun. How about the 25th James Bond movie, No Time to Die?
It's been
delayed multiple times, coming out now April 2nd.
Wow.
Quiet Place, part two, April 23rd. That was supposed to come out last March.
Hmm.
Black Widow. Now, there's another female-led superhero movie. May 7th, this one starring ScarJo, of course. Let's see what might interest Donna. Oh, here you go, Donna. F9, that's coming out May 28th. That is the next movie in the Fast and Furious franchise.
No.
Come on.
Bye.
How about Ghostbusters Afterlife? You like ghosts?
Ooh.
June 11th, the new movie will feature cameos by most of the surviving original cast members.
Yeah, I'll pass.
In the Heights, might I interest you in that? June 18th. It is based on the 2007 Lin-Manuel Miranda musical about a bodega owner. Do you know what Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote?
No. Alexandra Hamilton.
Top Gun Maverick is coming out on July 2nd. Come on, Donna.
Oh, yes.
I would watch that one.
Yeah.
34 sure. years after the original.
Yeah, I would watch that one. I saw the original in the theater.
1986, when it came out.
Mm.
I was three. Jungle Cruise. This will be good. Hey, come on,
Disney,
Donna.
Yeah.
Donna.
What?
Listen to who stars in it.
Okay.
Emily Blunt.
Mm.
You like Blunt?
I do.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep, there it is.
Come on. That's fun.
By the way, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I know.
Did you see this? Today's National Spaghetti Day. And his daughter dropped a piece of spaghetti. Well, the spaghetti fairy dropped it. I'll link it up.
He was voted the most likable person.
He is very likable.
He's very likable.
He really, really is.
And if you met him in person, you'd be even more won over. I'm just saying.
Wait,
Donna.
I'm just saying. Drop something.
Of the multiple times that I've interviewed him and we've had just undeniable chemistry. He could even make magic with you. Do you get it?
I get it.
You would love him.
He's
you
charming.
Would love
he's
him.
Very charming.
And you wouldn't complain that he's too big if you saw him in person. He's huge. I cannot even describe how big of a human being he is. Unbearably big. So big.
So big. Very big. Oh, it's been a while since I've heard
it's
that.
Been a while.
Oh, should we play?
Yeah, let's play. College Pop Culture Knowledge. In case you kids forgot the number, I'll tell it to you now. Dial 651-641-1071. Call and vote on Donna, who has zero wins this year, or me, who has zero wins this year. It is game time. Next on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Very first game of the year for the Donna and Steve show. Let's do it.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, guys. Well, today, like I said earlier, we have a score of 0 and 0 for each other. But Steve was saying that I guess there's a 2-year advantage there.
It's 2 years to none. But yes, it's 0-0 today, D-Bone.
Fresh start, guys, for the 195th edition. And we have Jen on the phone. And Jen is from White Bear Lake. And she said, and I thought this was kind of fun, she led with, she's so versatile, she's down for anything. So, Steve, I thought you'd roll with that for a little bit.
That's really great.
Yeah.
She's just here for the party.
Yes.
Which means she hasn't committed a vote just yet. A lot of people come in, I think, with their hearts set. But she'll wait to hear the topic, I think.
I will.
All right. Well, before I give you the topic, I got two fun things. It's National Trivia Day, so that's kind of fun that today National Trivia Day. And then also one fun headline that I wanted to share. There's a class action lawsuit against King Hawaiian Bread because it's not made in Hawaii. Did you guys know that?
Wow.
Someone is suing them because it's made in Los Angeles and not in Hawaii.
That's
a I like that I Am Grant says, but first I have some fun news to share with you. There's a class action lawsuit.
it's my little fun headline. I'm trying to find different ways because I don't have something on White Bear Lake, so I'm thinking of something interesting
that
we can quickly interject and then move on.
We don't get judicial enough on this show. What's her name, the player?
Jen.
Jen from the block.
Hi.
Okay, so Jen, now that you know, you don't know yet, but we're going to know now, the topic is late night TV talk show hosts, okay?
Ooh, okay, late night TV talk show.
I think
Steve stays awake longer than Donna does.
Oh, fair enough. Hey, Donna.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing.
Hey, Jenny, thank you for your vote of confidence there. Donna, get the hell out of here.
Okay, bye.
Your new nickname, I think, if you haven't already, is Jenny from the Bear.
Jenny from the Bear.
Oh, I like it.
I like it.
There we go.
All right.
All right, guys. And so Jenny will be playing for a My Talk t-shirt, a very nice gray with our sweet logo, My Talk 1071 t-shirt, okay? And again, like I said, late night TV talk show host, okay? And I'm going to ask the question. And Jen, I'd ask that you stay back, let Steve answer the questions, and then we'll come back to you, and you can be his rebuttal if needed, okay?
Cool. Thanks.
All right. So we'll start here. This Scottish-American late-night television host, comedian, author, and actor is best known for hosting CBS late-night talk show from 2005 to 2014. Who is it?
Craig Ferguson. I interned for him for 3 weeks. Continue.
Oh, that is awesome, actually. We need to talk about that later. This late-night TV host currently hosts the late-night talk show on NBC, and prior to that, he was a cast member and head writer for...
Seth Meyers.
Okay. This former late-night TV host has one of the largest classic car and vintage motorcycle collections.
Jay Leno. Oh, we'll have to have Donna do her Leno.
Kev.
Okay.
That's all we have. J-Bone, I'm still Jenny from the Bear. We're all good here, sister. You sense that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'll go get Donna.
All right. What are you up to today, Jenny? You hanging in the Bear? You have to do any errands?
Yeah, I'm working from home, just like normal. It's nice, low-key day.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah,
daycare, we like that.
That's great. Yeah, bosses can't expect much of us today, right? We're just reacclimating to the atmosphere.
Well, that's just you.
We got to start over.
That's right. Oh, hey, Donna, you're back.
Hey, guys. How'd it go?
Hi.
Really great. Three for three.
Oh, no.
We don't know that for sure.
I think that's right. You're right.
We don't know that.
You're right.
All right. So, Donna, we're going to, you know how this works?
I think so.
All righty. Yeah. I'm going to start with the first question here. This Scottish-American late-night television host, comedian, author, and actor is best known for hosting CBS late-night talk show from 2005.
Craig Ferguson.
This late-night TV host currently hosts The Late Night Show on NBC, and prior to that, he was a cast member and head writer for NBC's Saturday Night Live. Late Night.
I think it's Seth Meyers.
This former late-night TV host has one of the largest classic car and vintage motorcycle collections in the world.
Jay Leno.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Seth Meyers, but...
Switch it.
I'm going to keep it.
Switch it.
Stop it, devil man.
Do your Leno again, Donna.
I can't. I'm Jay Leno.
There it is.
There it is.
It's like we're playing old tape.
I like it.
Okay. Well, Donna, good move on not changing Seth Meyers because it was Seth Meyers.
Woo!
I was hoping I could kind of trick you guys and maybe you might say the other SNL guy, but, you know, we went with it. So, comes down to the tiebreaker.
All right.
And so we both got them all?
Yeah, you got them all.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. Craig Ferguson was the first one, Seth Meyers number two, and Jay Leno number three. Way to go into year one tied with this audio clip, guys. Jen, you're involved.
Once you know it, say it.
Tonight, Candice Bergen.
Jimmy Fallon.
Saturday Night Live, John Lovitz.
Oh, it's, what's his name?
Johnny Carson.
David Letterman.
Wow, that's a different...
Guys.
It's from 1989.
That's not Alan Coulter.
No, this is from 1989. Schaefer. Just get Coulter.
Yay!
Dangerous band. And now,
here he is.
Peter Allen's study in Legs Diamond, David Letterman.
Oh, yeah. All right, good Jenny job, from Steve. The Bear. You're my girl.
All right.
Way to go, hey, Jen.
You guys are my favorite.
Oh, you're our
thanks,
favorite.
Jenny.
Thank you. Woo! Congratulations. I don't know what you want.
Thank you, guys.
Have Whatever. A good 2021. Call us again.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. How long do we have to say Happy New Year to people?
Till February.
February.
It goes like this. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September. That's September. In French.
Oh, by the way, I didn't win the lottery.
I'm sorry, were you, did you get a scratcher?
No, or? Remember I told you I had a dream with a phone number in it?
Oh,
did I tell you that?
I think you did. I think you did.
I hope I didn't lose those numbers.
I think you did. I don't know if you mentioned fully committing and going through with a lottery, but, you know, we talked about the Brian Williams podcast, Free Brian Williams, about him lying on
yep,
the air.
Yep.
I believe nothing that I say or that you say, frankly. I don't know if you told me about it. I think you did, but I might be lying.
I think I did. So if I didn't... Mm-hmm. Or for those who don't recall or didn't know, I had a dream and there was a phone number in it. I don't remember whose phone number it was, but I wanted to remember it. So I was like, bop, yes. bop, ba, yes. bop, 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 yes. right? Bop, 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 bop. But the problem is when you have numbers, like, so I thought, well, I'm going to play the lottery because I believe that numbers are a way of connecting with people on the other side. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Yes.
All right. So, like, I have a piece of plexiglass in front of me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Consider that a membrane separating me from the other side, right? So there are yes. spirits on the other side, and I feel like that's their way of being able to communicate with you because they can't speak to you, right?
Okay.
So I thought, somebody is telling me to play these numbers. So if the numbers are, let's just say, 6451225.
Okay.
Well, now there's so many different combinations of that I can play.
Yes.
I could play 6 and 4 and 5, or I could play 64 and 51, 22. You know what I'm saying?
Say the number. Yeah. Especially
I'm not giving you the number.
Numbers.
So there are two repeating numbers. I'm not all giving right. you all my
What do you
winning.
Think? I'm going to go and play the numbers and then win big and not give you a cut?
All right. Let me change the numbers. 6451223. Yes, I do. By the way, to answer okay. your question. 6451223. So you could play 6 and 4. You could play 5-1 if you're playing the Powerball. You could play 12,
there, you could play 23. There's 720 different ways
I mean,
that you could organize that number.
What am I going to do? How do you know that?
6 factorial. You found out how many different numbers there are in that lineup.
Okay.
And then you do 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. Which,
wait,
by the way...
Wait, that's a good tip.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another one right here, too.
Okay.
Hang on. 3 times 2 times 1. If this is a fun fact for all you kids out there listening, how many different ways could a baseball manager set a starting lineup of 9 players? You know, who do they want to bat first, then second, then third, then fourth? I'll tell you how many different ways they could do it. 362,880.
Wow.
They gave us that in high school, and we were like, what are you talking about? That's not true. There's like 9 different ways to do it, or maybe 81 if you do 9 times 9.
Okay, can we just do... 1 through 7. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So
you want to do 7 different numbers? I'll tell you how many times you can do that.
Okay. But don't just tell me. Okay, explain it.
So then what you would do if there are 7 individual digits.
Okay.
Then the way to determine your different ways of organizing those numbers, you could do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
You could do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1.
Right.
Okay. So all those different
7,
ways.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So here's how you would figure that out. You would do how many different digits do we have?
7.
So do 7 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
Okay.
There
okay.
are 35,280 different ways that you could organize a 7-digit number. That's
okay,
why
this
phone
is good.
Numbers worked for so long
okay.
with just 7 digits.
Huh.
Okay, so, and it's, people remember things in threes and fours. Did you know that? That's also part of the reason why it's the phone number has 7 digits.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Bop, 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 bop. But can I ask you, do you go 7 times 6? You get the answer. Then you go take that answer times 5?
Yeah, but if you're doing it on a phone calculator, you really just do it like this. 7 times 6 times 5
gotcha.
times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. Then you hit equals.
Okay. Good tip, Steve. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. They asked me to share more math facts, our bosses. 5,040 is actually the number. Doesn't matter. Still, it's
right,
a lot.
Whatever, it's a lot. By the way, someday I'll win this year. I'll win something. Don't worry about it. Remember when you got the Life Hacks calendar for Christmas that I gave you?
And it provided us 1 year's worth.
Well,
of
kind
tips.
Of. No, because you would start reading off like 7 of them a day.
Yeah, we always, I guess it was like we had an alternate calendar, kind of like a cult. And we would say, according to the Hacks calendar, it's, you know, it's June 19th. Right. In reality, it's March 7th.
Right.
Yes.
Because you got ahead of yourself.
I
because
love
you
that
have
calendar.
Like some, well, I got one. And ooh. I will share a hack from that calendar when we get tipsy. And also, I have a question for listeners. Has anybody tried that peel and stick wallpaper?
I would love to know this.
I saw a whole bunch of it at Home Depot the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, I would love to do a wall in my house.
Me too, Donna.
Well, please call us and let us know,
please.
And we will be right back on My Talk 107.1. Hey, good morning and welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Whew, feeling good, Steve?
Yeah. I feel a little nauseous isn't the right word.
What?
But you know, when you feel like, oh, do I need to eat something like a little hollow inside, like an empty barrel?
Oh, like you have a little low blood sugar?
I wonder what my blood sugar is when I'm super hyped and mm-hmm. when I'm pretty like low. Mm. Wonder if I have diabetes.
Time for a tip.
All right.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Everybody on the show.
So we got Cassie on the line.
Hey, Cassie.
Because you and I both are very interested in doing some peel and stick wallpaper, which
yes.
we hear is really great because it doesn't leave residue on your wall. It goes up quickly. It comes down in seconds. So, Cassie, what say you?
I put contact paper, the peel and stick, on my countertop in my kitchen.
Okay.
And I also did the backsplash.
Oh.
And it has worked perfectly. It was such a cheap way to yep. like spruce up my kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, and wow. Contact
paper. So this is contact paper that you used to put in your drawers.
Yeah.
And what do you have? Yeah, do you have like a marble look or what?
Yeah, so it looks marble for the countertops, and then we did like a subway tile backsplash.
Nice.
Wow.
Do you have yeah. pictures you could send us?
I definitely can.
I mean, you don't have to do it right now or anything, it's, but yeah. think of it later.
Donna yeah, and Steve show at my
Miss
time.
Shannon. Miss Shannon was on the show while you guys
yes.
were on,
yes.
and she did the same thing in her kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Really?
We talked about it last week. She gave a quick tip on how to do a quick kitchen remodel, and she brought up this contact paper, and it did wonders for her kitchen. Absolutely.
Okay, so why have we not been doing that all along? Contact paper has been around forever. I think they're just rebranding it now.
I think people might just have it set in one space, and until some bold designer says, wait, you could try it this way. You could do all different kind of prints, and you could apply it here. You know?
It doesn't come off, it doesn't like peel up on the corners or anything?
No, I've been using it in my kitchen, which is, you know, you put your heavy appliances on there and stuff, and there hasn't been a single scratch.
Oh, I'm going to try this in my laundry room. That sounds like a
ooh,
safe place to try it,
good
right?
Call.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a good spot. Carol, thank you for the call.
It's
you
not
know what?
Carol, stop
okay.
it.
Well, I'm just,
Cassie.
It's a generic name
Cassie,
for a woman.
Cassie, ignore him.
Thank you, Cassie.
Steve.
Thank
God.
You, Cassie.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Cassie would get along with my Aunt Mary. Mary? Clarence? Mary Sue, who listens live from West Virginia most days of the week, sent me a picture. She has peel and stick wallpaper, too, as like a backsplash.
Okay.
That works. I'm thinking about doing it in an entry room, and they have really cool designs now. You saw it at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. You can get it to look like a traditional backsplash. You can also get artistic designs on it. It's a thing.
I'm gonna try it. I have a counter in my laundry room.
Yes, Queen.
And it's getting a little schmutzy, so yes. I want to cover it, and maybe this is a great place to start it. And I have another idea, Steve.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to say mine first.
Okay.
How about in the back of, like, shelving or a bookcase?
Yes. We actually had a designer come on our show. Her name is Danielle Rohde, and she is from, we had a White Bear Lake caller earlier. She's from a really cute store. It's called Upsy Daisy. It's in White Bear Lake.
Okay.
If you're into like shabby chic, farmhouse, all that, you will have a heyday there. She showed us how you can do wallpaper in the back of a built-in.
Right, which is a great idea. It really makes a difference.
Oh, it made such a difference. It looked really great.
I might do that in my dressing room.
Okay. You sound like such a rich snob when you say in my dressing room.
It's just a room. It's a bedroom that's turned into a closet. But closet sounds so... so
common.
No, it sounds so... not a closet. Like if I said, hey, will you put that in the closet? People would be like, where's the what?
No, Donna. People, if you said, would you put that in my dressing room? Then people would pause. Not if you said, would you put that in the closet? Yes. That's not Greek to the common man.
Are we on set here?
By the way, we
got one call whenever you guys are ready.
Okay, we'll go to Maria.
Oh, dang it. Maria!
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you a peel and sticker?
Yeah, we put some up in our bathroom, in just a powder room, and my husband and I almost got divorced. It was so terrible.
Why? Say more.
Yeah, what happened?
So here's the problem with it. It's easy to put up, and you don't need as many tools, but if your walls and your ceiling aren't perfectly 90-degree angles,
yes,
it gets a little askew, and the patterns don't line up.
Oh,
yes. I know that the pattern matters.
You can cut it out. Like cut out the bubbles,
right?
But with peel and stick, you can't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's.
But
thank
it comes
you
off easily.
For your honesty.
So I appreciate the fact that if you make a mistake, you can just peel it right off.
Yes, I mean we had to like take a break and walk away from it, and we had three sheets.
Oh man, no. You know what? Let
it
me
might
just
work better in your house because it's brand new.
From an interior, well, I tell you what, we've actually had some work done on our house, and our contractor was like, by the way, your ceiling's not even, this isn't even, it's a different length. I mean, houses are houses, they settle weird, nothing's plumb. I get it. Hey, Cindy, thank you for the call.
It's not Cindy.
No problem.
Bye, Maria. Thank you. Bye.
You guys don't give me a call screen that says the name of these people.
Well, see,
these
because lovely, you're in your closet at home.
I'm in my dressing room.
Get back to work. When is that going to happen?
Hopefully never.
Right? Jeez.
Okay, now I'm thinking of doing something.
Okay.
I'm thinking of wallpaper is one of my things.
Okay.
This irritates my wife. Every new year, I come back and I'm like, you know what? Let's do this and this and this. And she's like downstairs homeschooling three children right now and watching a baby. And she's like, how about we just survive until February? Want to do that instead? So I come back with these ideas. Here's another idea that I have. Peel and stick, yes. But also, do you know that you can do a DIY faux beam across your ceiling?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just paint it, right? You just take a stencil or something.
No. Let's do me with the talking for this part. Here's what you do.
Wow.
You have to go on, YouTube. Don't bring a stencil to the wood party. This is wood.
It's hot in here.
What is doing? A wood ceiling?
No. Okay, let's start over. Let's do it again. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Hey, something I wanted to try in the new year is a DIY faux beam on your ceiling. No stencil required. What you have to do is get, essentially, imagine a 2x4 that you fasten to the ceiling, and then instead of a solid beam that would weigh a gazillion pounds and really has to be fastened, you measure the distance wall to wall, and then you have these two cuts of wood. Essentially, you're making a U with the wood, a bottom piece and two side pieces that all get drilled into the fastener piece of wood that you ran across your ceiling. You stain the wood beforehand, and then you can take a ceiling and really add this dramatic architectural effect to an otherwise standard ceiling. And it doesn't, if you know what you're doing, I don't. I would have to hire this out. But if you know what you're doing, you could get her done for under $100.
Am I allowed to speak now?
Make it good. Make it good.
We have very little time.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool?
You know what else I think is a cool idea? Thank you for sharing that, Steve. That's fascinating.
You're welcome.
I really like the pie tin ceilings that you can do also peel and stick right now.
Pie tin?
Yeah. You know,
say more words.
Okay,
you
so
know.
Picture like an old, like a farmhousey kind of home, and pie tin. It's kind of a design, and you buy them in panels, and you just stick them up, and that's a really
stick them up.
Yeah, that's so 2019. And I think that's a really pretty
that's
look
cool.
too.
And anything that you do interesting with your ceiling is pretty cool.
All right, well, good luck with yours.
All right. Well, guys, I got a jet.
No, you don't. We have
did
a Money Monday coming up. Yeah,
all
we did. I don't know if we did.
Movie talk coming up next.
Yes,
and
I
then,
watched
yes,
a bunch.
Money Monday at 11:30.
But even before that, I Am Grant is going to have a dirt alert upon our return.